Since late March alone, we have received over 3,200 new documents, many of which have never been seen before by anyone outside of the administration, and all of which, and I repeat, all of which should have been turned over more than a year and a half ago when the committee launched its investigation. Some of these documents, which were brought to light only days ago through a FOIA request by an organization known as Judicial Watch, show a direct White House role outside. I'm going to repeat this. The documents from Judicial Watch's FOIA, which were pursuant to our request more than a year and a half ago, show a direct White House role outside of talking points prepared by the intelligence community. The White House produced the talking points that Ambassador Rice used, not the intelligence community. In pushing the false narrative that a YouTube video was responsible for the deaths of four brave Americans, it is disturbing and perhaps criminal that these documents, that documents like these were hidden by the Obama administration from Congress and the public alike, particularly after Secretary Kerry pledged cooperation and the President himself told the American people in November of 2012 that, quote, every bit of information we have on Benghazi has been provided.